All of God's people said amen.
Amen.
And amen. Your King is the King of Kings. Your Lord is the Lord of Lords. Your High Priest is the High Priest of all the priesthood. Amen?
Amen.
And that was one of the lessons from yesterday. Is this clear enough? All right. As odd as it may seem, we're not going to the different Gospels this morning, but we're going to go to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. When I arose, I kept crying out, "Okay, Lord, what is it that you want for today?" And he said, "This is the second day of the feast." And yes, there's progress in what he's doing. But sometimes we take things for granted about when he showed up after the resurrection. And most of the time we teach on different areas of the Gospels. But in reality, there was so much that he did in those 40 days before the Holy Spirit was released. You see, you got to keep in mind that the Holy Spirit was the purpose of this waiting period. For centuries, they had been celebrating a feast they didn't understand. The Jews were doing a Passover they didn't understand. They were celebrating Pentecost every year, and they didn't understand. And we, many times, celebrate different feasts. In the church, they called it, in my background days, "Oh, that's when the church was born." Well, it's wonderful to have a birth, but how about grow up time?
Amen.
Okay? It's just what it is.
That's right.
And Tabernacles is the next feast that needs to manifest. And it needs to manifest in us.
Amen.
It needs to be a personal experience where we know that we know that we know that he is within us. He's living in us. And yesterday, when I got home, and there was some quiet time and I needed it, I was pondering again about the bones. And there was a song we used to sing, "I am bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh," etc. And that went a lot deeper yesterday because of what happened the first day of the feast. But I want to take you to these disciples that were just shattered. And now they've had a resurrection because they know that Jesus is alive. So, verse 1. "In the former account which I prepared, O Theophilus, I made a continuous report dealing with all the things which Jesus began to do and to teach." I'm using the Amplified because there was a few extra words that needed to come in. "Until the day when he ascended after he, through the Holy Spirit, had instructed and commanded the apostles," the special messengers, "whom he had chosen." They didn't choose themselves. He had chosen them. He's chosen you to be here today.
That's right.
"To them also he showed himself alive after his passion, his suffering in the garden and on the cross, by a series of many convincing demonstrations." Convincing what? Demonstrations. "Unquestionable evidence and infallible proof, appearing to them during 40 days and talking to them about the things of the kingdom of God." Now, they wanted to get cleaned up as a nation. And I can see that there's many in our country that want to see things cleaned up. Anybody know about Roseanne Barr? Yeah, Roseanne Barr is a sweet actress from California. And she's making a comedy, come back after 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
of sitting and doing. And she's been now declaring some truth, and it is shaking many of the networks. Verse 3, to show himself alive after his passion. Why would the passion be part of concentration here? His suffering in the garden and on the cross, because of the devastation that it brought in the disciples. By a series of many convincing demonstrations, unquestionable evidence, infallible proof, appearing to them during 40 days and talking. He didn't just show up. Sometimes you need to open your mouth in order to teach. Amen? Amen. About the things of the kingdom of God. And while being in their company and eating at the table with them, which he did yesterday, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, of which he said, "You have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but not many days from now, you will be baptized with, introduced into the Holy Spirit." Notice it's introduced into the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit came upon some people in this place, it was a time of brain readjustments. Your mind just does not want to believe that you can be speaking words that don't make sense out of your mind, and yet being able to pray directly to God in a way that was never available before the actual day of Pentecost. But it all began because Jesus came out of that grave. If he didn't come out of the grave, would we have the Holy Ghost today? No. Thank you. So when they were assembled, they asked him, "Lord," notice their focus, "is this the time when you will reestablish the kingdom and restore it to Israel?" How stubborn can you be? How many times does he tell them, "It's not now, it's going to be"? But their focus is on the natural. Have you ever seen yourself focused on the natural? How many times the Holy Ghost says, "The kingdom of God is within you"? Have you figured it out yet? If the kingdom is within, it doesn't get displayed on the outside until you realize that it's already in there. Amen? Amen. He said to them, "It is not for you to become acquainted with and know what time brings, and the things and evidence of time, and their definite periods, fixed years, seasons, their critical nick of time, which the Father has appointed, fixed and reserved by his own choice and authority and personal power. But you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, all of Judea and Samaria, and to the ends and the very bounds of the earth." And when he had said this, even as they were looking at him, he was caught up, and a cloud received and carried him away out of their sight. And while they were gazing intently into heaven, as he went, behold, two men dressed in white robes suddenly stood beside them. Have those guys ever showed up before? If you go back into
Abraham.
Huh?
Abraham.
Yeah. But it also points out that in John chapter 21, you'll find that when the girls showed up, there were angels there too. Are there angels now? I want to take you to John chapter 12, which is the previous page. I'm sorry, 21. John 21, verse 12. He's already risen, but this is another visitation. Jesus said to them, verse 12, "Come and have breakfast." But none of the disciples ventured or dared to ask him, "Who are you?" Because they well knew that it was the Lord. So is he able to camouflage himself and show up and make breakfast and you don't instantly recognize him? Could he be a waiter taking care of you at your table in your restaurant? Could he show up at church Sunday morning and show up in a way that you would never see him or understand him? Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them and also the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus revealed himself, appeared and was manifest to the disciples after he had risen from the dead. When they had eaten, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these others do?" With reasonings, intentional spiritual devotion, as one loves the Father. He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you, that I have deep, instinctive, personal affection for you, as for a close friend." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." Again, he said to him, a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" By reasoning, intentional spiritual devotion, and as one loves the Father. He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you, that I have a deep, instinctive, personal affection for you, as for a close friend." He said to him, "Shepherd, tend my sheep." He said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" With a deep, instinctive, personal affection for me, as for a close friend. And Peter was grieved, took it like an injury, that he should ask him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you, that I have a deep, instinctive, personal affection for you, as for a close friend." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." There are times that you can love someone, but you can't feed them because they won't receive it from you. There are times that you will pour out love into someone and they can't receive it because they're so filled with themselves or problems, or maybe a little bit of pride, because they think they've got it all. And the Holy Spirit says, be patient with them. Love them where they're at. We have a tendency sometimes to want to see someone come out of darkness, come out of hopelessness, and to lift them up. And you know what? Holy Ghost is going to do it all by himself. Verse 18, "I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, when you were young, you girded yourself, put on your own belt, and you walked about wherever you pleased to go." Wherever you please. Notice the stress. You. "But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will put a girdle around you and carry you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate that what kind of death Peter would glorify God. And after this, he said to him, "Follow me." But Peter had turned and saw the disciples whom Jesus loved following, who also had leaned back on his breast at the supper and had said, "Lord, who is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what is this man? What about this man?" And Jesus said to him, "If you will have him to stay, survive, and live, Till I come, what is it to you? What concern is it of yours? You follow me. So he's giving us an example of looking at the Lord, keeping our focus on the Lord. And he, even as he resurrected, his friends and his disciples had a hard time. They saw each other. They saw and compared each other. And that's a danger in every church. Comparing yourself is not a good thing. Following him is what we're all about. Amen. Following him. Everywhere you go, wherever you go, however you minister to anyone. So if you'll just close your Bible right now and say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I'm going out into the world,
into my family.
Let me be the example that will create a hunger in those that are ready. If they see Jesus in me, and I need to speak, open my mouth, fill it, that they may be changed and healed on this resurrection day. In Jesus' name, we pray. And we'll see you on tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, for the next level of the feast. Amen? Be blessed.